Morning, Connor. How are you?
Hey, how are we going?
Very well, mate. Now, you caught plenty after the loss to your old club, the Roosters. What did that comeback win against the Raiders mean to the squad?
Yeah, it meant a lot. We've sort of had a tough, I guess, 5-6 weeks of footy. We've been pretty inconsistent, but it was good just for us to show a bit of grit that we know we have in us. And I guess we showed in the first two rounds, and we showed a lot last year. It was just sort of, yeah, it was good to finally show that we have it again.
It was a big win for you, Connor, because the Raiders seemed to be in control after 40 minutes, but then in the second half, you got a bit of momentum. Kalyn Ponga started to get his hands on the ball. You started to come into the play getting your hands on the ball. And then it felt like it was all starting to happen for you. Is that the way it sort of felt out there on Saturday?
Yeah, it did. In the first half, we were just sort of too loose with our defense. Like we talked about it at halftime where we were good for the first three tackles, and then say tackle four, Josh Papali would have a hit up, and then he'd get an offload, and then sort of a bomb would go off. And then it just felt like we were losing it too much at end of set. So we sort of put a big focus on just nailing our first few sets in defense, and especially our wrestle. And then we sort of just got lucky where the opportunity came up for Kalyn to do the short kickoff. And then I guess the momentum started to swing our way after that. And I think we just started to play a bit more upbeat, a bit freer footy too, which we've been a bit tight and tense. And I think we showed what style of footy suits us best in the second half.
Connor, what was it like to get out to Wagga and play? We've had a lot of messages this morning just about the atmosphere being unbelievable from fans, but what did it feel like as a player being on the field?
Yeah, it was sick. It felt like playing back like country footy, you know, and yeah, it was a really good crowd too. It was packed. So, we got to get to Wagga the day before. I know Canberra were out there sort of 2 days before and they got to do some community things, but yeah, it was cool just to be able to go and have a look around Wagga. It's a place I've been to a couple of times but haven't really explored too much. But yeah, the crowd was awesome. Majority Canberra fans, but as always, there was a fair few Knights fans that travelled to the game as well, which was awesome.
Yeah, Connor, Kalyn Ponga, he does receive a little bit of criticism at times when Newcastle aren't performing well, because the expectation is he's a superstar of the game and he can do everything. But one thing I reckon doesn't get enough attention is his ability to absorb punishment. Because I reckon teams go after him and they give it to him and he cops it and continues to get up and go again. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's like in that regard? Because he's, for me, he's a very tough player.
Yeah, he's very tough. He does get smashed a lot. Something we give him a little bit of stick for. Mm-hmm. We call him Glassjaw, but pretty funny.
But do you see teams going after him?
Yeah, definitely. You do see teams going after him, and I think they try to, I guess, rattle him. And but credit to Kalyn, he just keeps coming back, which is really good to see. But you know, he come up clutch for us there with the try assist for Brails, and then the try himself to get us back in the lead. So yeah, he never sort of submits to any punishment that he gets, which is pretty cool.
You got the Tigers in Magic Round there in Brisbane, and I guess with the Tigers, they beat you early in the season. I mean, they're very inconsistent, really good 1 week, really ordinary the next, but you'd be very wary considering what they did to you in Round 3.
Yeah, we need to definitely, look for a back-to-back win here. It's an important part of our season. I think on the second half of the weekend, we started to get it back on track, and something that we need to continue this week. And I think the biggest thing for us is just, our attitude to going into training tomorrow and then just working on the process and falling in love with that again, and then just starting the game well against the Tigers, which we didn't do last time. So, they obviously got one up on us at home, so we're looking for a big performance against them.
Now, Connor, what's the role for you going forward, mate? I see Lachie Fitzgibbon back this weekend. He moved into the second row. Barnett pushed back to lock. You were named as lock, and you've played games there as the 13 this year. Is that just a tactical play for this week, or do you see yourself as the 13 going forward, or more that player coming off the interchange bench and then moving into the forwards?
Yeah, I'm not too sure. Like, it just depends on sort of what Adzi wants. We spoke about it. Like, it's a pretty similar role anyway if I start off the bench. So the good thing about me starting off the bench. I mean, on the weekend, and I guess in the past few games when we've started, the defensive load we've had to do has been so much, like especially against the Roosters and those teams that, you know, we had losses against. It was like, I think after 20 minutes, I'd made 25 tackles, which I found probably takes a little bit of sting out of my attack. So, yeah, where, you know, on the weekend when I come off the bench, so I think it was about 18 minutes to go in the first half. You know, I'm fresh and the game's a little bit looser, and then I can sort of just, you know, get the ball a bit more on the front foot straight away. So I'm not exactly sure what Adzi's going to do with that going forward, but either way, I don't mind. Whatever's best for the team.
Well, Connor, really good to talk to you, mate. Well done on that win on the weekend, and good luck against the Tigers in Brizzy this week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.